This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area, and with those who are helping people living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, which is a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Joe Hughes with the 2006 Leadership Charlottesville class. Art was born and raised in Flavanna County. He's homeless and used the services of Pacham over the winter. Art also recently started a job in construction. He described some of the problems with being on the street while trying to become a responsible citizen after serving 2 years in prison.
Basically, I ride an hour and a half to work. I work 8 hours and I ride an hour and a half back and I come in here. Pretty simple day, really. Up until that, it wasn't so simple. You know, you wander the streets a lot, nothing to do, no money to spend. I mean, makes it a little tough with no place to go. And a lot of the merchants, of course, they look at you like, oh, what's this guy doing standing in front of my building here, you know? And after a while, it's, you know, I see why it beats some people down, you know? I really do, because it gets to the point of where you start thinking that you're worthless. You know, thankfully something came along for me. So for some of these guys, nothing comes along.
All right, how long has it been since you considered yourself to be homeless?
Well, I went through a period of homelessness last year, and then I got a place to live, was working, and managed somehow to screw it up, and I wound up back here. So, I mean, I was incarcerated, too, up until 2 years ago. When you have a felony record, it makes getting jobs tough. It makes people look at you differently when you go to fill out a job application and you check yes. If you check no and they do a background check, then you've wasted their time and yours too, so you may as well check yes, you know. I don't really understand homelessness because I've never been there until the last couple of years. Some of these guys have been through it for a lot of years. Luckily, I was never in that position, but I put myself in that position, so.
What are the prospects for changing this?
Well, good right now. I mean, I've taken a step. I'm working at least, you know. I mean, hopefully. But the major problem that I see is just the fact of affordable housing. I mean, more so than anything else. I mean, unfortunately, there are some of these guys that are not going to change. But there's a lot of them that want to change. But it's really hard, you know, with the wages the way they are, to get a place to live in Charlottesville. I mean, you have to have two or three people. Then you can't always depend on the people that you're with, you know, and all one guy's got to do is not carry his load, and then there you are again. You're back in the homeless situation.
Are there some essential services that you feel you're lacking?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, not really, because the essential thing to me right now is a place to sleep and something to eat. You know, I mean, unless I find some place that gives away cigarettes, then I'm, I mean, other than that, I can't really think of anything. I mean, I don't really have any mental health issues, although some people disagree, but, you know, I mean, I really don't have a lot of the problems that some of these guys have. I'm not an alcoholic. You know, I just made mistakes that I shouldn't have made. And what caused it was me, you know, and there again, I mean, I can't think of anything that would help me, basically, but there's a lot of things that I think would help some of the guys downstairs. The person that has to get me out of this right now is me. But I really think the community could do something about the housing situation. It's absurd what the rent in this town. I mean, I don't even see how people pay it. I have no idea how these people can afford to even live here.
Did you tell me you were local or are you from out of the area?
Well, I was born and raised in Flavanna County. I was gone for a lot of years, and then I came back because my only family is here and still in Flavanna. But I was gone for a long time, and it amazed me when I came back how Charlottesville had changed, because the Charlottesville I remember was not the one I came back to, you know.
Has it changed in terms of poverty, homelessness?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I never really noticed the homeless population before because I wasn't around it. I wasn't a member of it. I mean, I didn't look down my nose at them, but I just never really noticed them. And there's a lot of people that notice them to the extreme of going out of their way to avoid a homeless person. Then there are the other ones that just don't notice them at all and don't think there's a problem. There's homeless everywhere you look, and sometimes they don't even know it. I have people tell me, well, you don't look homeless. What does homeless look like? You have it printed on your forehead, you know? I mean, I don't know. Most people, when they consider a homeless person, they walk through Lee Park and they look around. That's the only homeless people they see, are the people that are drunk in the park. They don't see the guys that go out and work every day and can't afford a place to live. They don't see the guys that are sitting over in the crack house smoking crack. They don't see the drunks that are laying in the alley somewhere because they're not out in plain view. They just see the drunks and whatever laying around in the park. And there's a lot of people in the community that are just now starting to realize that this does happen. You know, because before Potsdam, I'm sure nobody realized it. I mean, the community, I don't know whether, sometimes I think they don't care, and then other times I think, like I say, that they just don't see. Some people that do see it, hate it, and just choose to be nasty and vicious and everything else. And then there's other people that go out of their way to feel sorry for you.
What's the best thing that can happen to you?
Me keep working, get a place to live, and get out of this. And I wish I could help somebody else along the way, but it's right now there is no helping anybody else. I've got to help me. You know, and that's selfishness, but that's what it's going to take right now. And Potsdam is helping, and thank God that they are. But, you know, there's only so much you can do. There's a lot of guys with a lot of problems that really, really need help. But there's a lot of them that won't ask for help. So the community has a hard time. You know, you can't just walk up to a guy and say, I know you need help, you know. How can I help you? Because a lot of times that's insulting to a person. You know, you have to make it known that there's help out there. And make it known to the point of where the homeless person sees it. Not to where it's in the newspaper, where the guy that goes home to his house and reads the newspaper sees it. But the guy that's sitting in the park, so that he knows that there's help there. I don't know. I think sometimes what you read in the newspapers and things doesn't really trickle down to the people that it affects. Because the average homeless person you see probably doesn't look at a newspaper a month, you know? And, I mean, they need somebody to come to them and say, hey, look, this is here for you, this is here for you, and this is here for you. But you have to do certain things to get there. And if they don't want to do it, then that's their choice. But make the choices available to them, you know? And that's not too much to ask from as rich a community as this is.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Music in this podcast comes from Heavy Mellow's album, Horizons, available from Magnatune.com.